I'm afraid I'm going to hell, but I'm headed for Georgia instead, with new face that I plan to wear well, while secretly wishing I were dead. But there's too many eyes in the room that say transcendence will be coming soon. Though I tangle the truth with my every line, I accept my fate well at the right time. On the border just south, it's like the edge, and I'm bursting with the fervor of what I just said. Yeah, this girl south of me keeps my time. She's a sweet souvenir of mine. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? I'm a North Georgia maniac, drenched to the bone in sin. Been a friend to every wanderer, stranger to my kin. Oh, I traveled around the world now, shedding every skin. Hey! Oh, the snake was the enemy of man, but we all do the best that we can. Yeah, we all rise and fall each and every day, and we all do our best to make it okay. 'Cause everybody I know lives in a cage, and they're trying their best to turn the page. Every stranger is an angel and a friend, and we're all in this together till the end. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? I'm a North Georgia maniac, drenched to the bone in sin. Been a friend to every wanderer, stranger to my kin. Oh, I traveled around the world now, shedding every skin. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? We're surrounded by maniacs, drenched to the bone in sin. Be a friend to every wanderer, no stranger to your kin. Or just travel around the world now, shedding every skin. Yeah, I traveled around the world now, shedding every skin.
This next one's called Live It Down. Oops. We went down and we got wasted. We threw back a few to show we still could. Looking for some time to obliterate our minds, yeah, and rearrange our thinking for the good. Oh, this town is for the taking. See the women's dresses as they twirl. The place is so packed that they're turning people back. And tonight there's not a care. World. And you gave me a voice to raise above the noise, and a sad, sweet song to help us get along. Who knew you could? Who knew you could? Live it down like a conviction. passion. I spent my wayward years just fighting blind, but I've seen the moon rise in the Arizona skies, and I know there ain't no going back this time. Oh, this town is for the taking. I'll see the women's dresses as they twirl. Oh, the place is so packed that they'll give your money back. And tonight there's not a care in the world. And you gave me a voice to raise above the noise, and a sad, sweet song to help us get along.
This next one's called South Texas Sun.
We headed west from Alabama for that South Texas sun. Oh, we'd spun our wheels in Georgia. Now we're out to get a sun. Oh, a little blood, a little love. The rainstorms, they may come, but a soft bed and a southern belle keeps this picker on the run, on the run. Texas sun. Well, she only had eyes for me that I saw in the day, in a snake pit in the backyard. One of them suckers got away. Oh, I checked my bag in Austin, and I had me a surprise for that snake that sucked the life from me. Had my baby's eyes, nowhere to run, nowhere to run in that South Texas sun. Oh, yeah, we got a song. Going back, I'll haunt the hill country dressed up all in black. Oh, don't ever say that a woman's love can't be a man's demise, for that snake that sucked the life from me had my baby's eyes. In that South Texas sun. Oh, honey, we got a song.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
So, let's start off with introductions. Who's in the room right now?
Well, let's start with Dylan over here. He's holding up the low end for us tonight. That's Dylan Charles.
Hi there.
He does quite a bit of his own stuff out, and we play together a bunch, and he's been kind enough to come down here tonight. He's playing mandolin and singing and bass. And then we got Danielle Sweet Street Panther singing some vocals and doing some shakers, and she plays a band called Green Machine. And we all play together in a band called The Border Crossers, and they came up from Bisbee tonight.
Excellent.
To join us. So,
what brings you guys to town on this particular week?
Well, the best radio station, the opportunity to be on my favorite radio station, you know, our favorite, so... Yeah, we got a show coming up at Plush tomorrow.
Excellent.
That'll be starting at 9:30.
Okay.
With our friend from Flagstaff, Matt Miller.
So we've got Southern Arizona and Northern Arizona coming together, one night only.
Reunited, yeah.
Tomorrow night. Right. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, and I know Matt's going to join us and play a song later as well. Yep. But I want to hear about what you have in the works. I hear you have a new album coming out soon.
Yep. The record is getting pretty close to done. A lot of tracks, about 20 right now. I got to narrow it down from. So I'm looking for a CD release party for that. Maybe the beginning of next year.
Excellent.
Yeah, the record's called Shedding Every Skin, and it's about kind of my path. It's about a lot about Georgia, and then some past life experiences make it in there too.
So tell us a bit about that path. What brought you from Georgia out to Arizona?
I started out, you know, the child of a Bible salesman, and my daddy played the sock for us all. We'd gather around at night. One day, I was 21, and I escaped. I came to New Mexico and started a new spiritual path there, and been to Hawaii and made it back around to Tucson, and this has just been the part of the journey so far. If you haven't been out here, I hope you get to visit sometime.
Yeah.
Great place.
So how long have you been taking up residence in Southern Arizona now?
Probably about 6 years, I think.
Excellent.
Yep.
And what was it about Tucson that brought you out here originally?
I came here for the music specifically, and that's it, really.
Wow. So what were some of the acts or some of the features of the music community here that specifically attracted you to Tucson?
I think it was, you know, the Calexico, you know, that style of joining mm-hmm. with the Hispanic, the Mexican influence, mm-hmm. you know, but also that dirty, kind of real, raw, you know, American, but, you know, what's good about America kind of thing here.
So do you feel like some of that aesthetic has begun to sort of bleed into your songwriting? Do you think that's reflected on the album, or do you think that your aesthetic is still sort of separate from that?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I'm really influenced and inspired by being around here, and especially by Bisbee. Mm-hmm. You know, Bisbee's like... I don't want to say it's like little Tucson, but it's what's good about Tucson. Bisbee, I think, also really embodies it.
Yeah.
And we get inspired a lot just hanging out down there, playing in the clubs. And Dylan and I used to have a big house down there that we would just ride all the time. We got a folk opera we put together and all kinds of recordings. And so we're big Bisbee fans. Got old Bisbee records is what we call my publishing. So that's online. If I can say that.
Yeah, of course. Now, if people want to be able to find the music that you've put out so far, where can they do that online?
OldBisbeeRecords.com.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's we have that site, so it's kind of a link to a bunch of the people in the musical community in Bisbee. And and that's got sound bites and all that stuff.
Excellent. Right. Any other new albums in the work at Old Bisbee these days?
We just finished up one of the first projects we did for Old Bisbee Records called From Baghdad to Bisbee by a friend of mine, James Corbin, who's done three tours over there in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And I knew him as from his songwriting before he went over. And we reconnected, and he had all these brilliant songs that he wrote. Brilliant. I can't wait to get you guys the CD. And so we're pushing that a lot right now. It's just done.
Excellent.
So we'll be playing out in Georgia and, you know, supporting that a bit.
Oh, wow.
He's from out east, so.
So does that mean that there's going to be a bit of an Old Bisbee tour in the works here?
That's right.
Well, yeah,
the medicine show continues to roll, you know?
Hopefully we can talk a little bit more about that in the next break here. We've got a lot more music queued up. We've got plenty to talk about still. Don't forget that you're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and you're listening to Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels.
It's called Standing at the Border. Oh, and part of this was written by Katie Toy. So thanks to her. Standing at the border, I forgot which way to run. But I got a feeling, got a feeling, got a feeling that I gotta be moving on. But I missed my christening, I ain't never had a name. But I miss you and I love you and I'm thinking of you, baby, now just the same. I picked a fine time to get me straight, to start another year. I went down to the liquor store and ended up down here. Another year, I went down to the liquor store and ended up down here. Ooh. Oh, I picked a fine time to get me straight, to start another year. I went down to the liquor store and ended up down here. That bass, Dylan.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I like that song.
Thanks, man. This one's called Salad Days. Days were fleeting and ended too soon. When we made love all morning, got drunk all afternoon. Helpless but happy, we couldn't have enough fun. Bent on self-destruction without the sense to run. Thank you. other in the language of the stars. And in our dream and conscience, remembered who we are. Oh, for the laughter on your sunburned cheeks could just replace the sadness that led to our defeats. Oh, don't leave your body. Hold on to your power. Couldn't see it coming. Protection fails you, put salt around your doors. In these unlikely places, all the bravest warriors. Oh, I hypnotize you daily and agonize the truth. I saw you leave your body as we sat upon the roof. Oh, don't leave your body. Eventual destruction to your power. Don't be sorry. Eventual destruction. Give it power. This one's called Delilah. One, two, three. Oop, I'll wait for you. Is this live?
I wish I could play two instruments at the same time, but I can't.
One, two. One, two, three, four. Earth. I'm staring down into space, stranded here in the outer sphere. You didn't leave a trace. The lookout post, she's manned by my ghost. Let's drink ourselves some wine, imagining the better of things is twisted of my mind. Come on, y'all. Well, I have run aground. What will I do now? I need your flora. I'm drying out. Oh, Delilah, send your love to me, honey, one more time. Your flora, babe, drying out.
more time. Oh, I can't believe what mine eyes have seen. It's like it was all planned out to relinquish me of illusory dreams, vanquish all my doubts. I have run aground. What will I do now? Oh, I need your flora, babe. I'm drying out. One more time.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels. Thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Those harmonies sound so good. I've actually, I took off my headphones a little while back so I can just listen to them in this great room, and it sounds amazing. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit more about the album that you have coming out soon. You know, you mentioned some of the autobiographical aspects of the themes that are they're running through it.
Mm-hmm.
To that end, I was wondering in your approach to songwriting, particularly looking at this upcoming album, do you feel like you view yourself as the you, Stuart Oliver, as the narrator of most of these songs? Do you like to inhabit different characters, different perspectives, or do you see these as all autobiographical in a literal sense?
Well, I had to almost, you know, what I've been developing this record, I had to kind of almost figure out what personality was there, like who was talking, because, mm-hmm. you know, I do a lot of projects. I started the Dusty Buskers with Phoenix Michael, and that's what I've been doing most of the time. Yeah. And I'm Dusty Squirrelfisher in that band.
Right.
So Dusty Squirrelfisher, his dad probably really did play the sock. And, no, this is, it's pretty true. It's pretty bare bones. It's, you know, this is the stuff that almost like, you know, has to come out. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I'm here because my therapist said it would be a good idea.
Well, there you
That's
go.
The reason I'm sitting here right now. Yep.
Well, I'm glad that KXCI can help
Thanks,
in some Joe. Small way.
You paid good money to be here.
Yeah. So what are, and this is for a question for all of you, you know, you're obviously involved in lots of different musical projects. What do you... How do you differentiate in your mind between, especially when you've got kind of different characters that you're playing, when you're writing a song or when you come up with an idea for a new concept, do you usually have that with a particular project in mind? Does it emerge out of the Dusty Buskers part of your brain or the Stuart Oliver part of your brain?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think too, you know, some of it comes out when the art comes out. So mm-hmm. some of it, you know, the character comes around, you know, after you see what comes out,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I mean, you just sprinkle a little intent, you know, and then, you know, you let it come out. I don't know. I find out who I am through songwriting a lot, you know?
I think it's probably true though, all the different projects that are going on, those influence. I know my songwriting definitely, you know, playing with the Dusty Buskers has mm-hmm. gotten me to write certain things, and playing with Stuart has gotten me thinking about songwriting in different ways, and mm-hmm. and you know, writing a song, be like, oh, that sounds like a Stu song, you know, that could work for this, you know. It's almost like that it right. comes out, and then you figure out, oh, that could fit in this thing or that.
Mm-hmm. We have some funny things go on. I mean, you know, him and I, and he actually wrote a song on my porch while I was sleeping one time.
And I think I channeled his dream.
And he wrote it, and it sounded just like one of my songs. It's so funny. And then he was dreaming the other night. He was sleeping, and I wrote a song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, one of his, so know.
Yeah. What are the
stay busy?
Yeah. What are the Dusty Buskers up to these days?
Let me see. We've been going to Silver City a lot.
Okay.
That's really been like our little fun station.
Uh-huh.
So we've got another one of those Silver City things. If you guys ever go up there in the Gila Wilderness,
mm-hmm.
Down at Casablanca, it's called the Wild Gila Hoedown, and that's going on this Saturday. Out there, so you can find out about that on Old Bisbee Records. But you know, our wild crazy tour that we like to do, and you know, mm-hmm. just making people smile everywhere we go, you know, playing our old timey stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Hosting the Good Medicine shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we bring all the bands together, you know, including Dylan and Danielle and Norman Whiskey Girl, good friends with ours.
Of course.
And we put on this thing called the Good Medicine Show. Mm-hmm. And it's just the Dusty Buskers will host it and play between it, and it's a chock-a-block at 4-hour evening entertainment.
Yeah.
And we've done that at Plush, and we did it up there in Silver City and mm-hmm. And in Aravaca, and we're working on one in Bisbee coming up.
Excellent.
So everyone can really get a dose of good medicine and
yeah,
you know, through the miraculous healing power of music.
Yeah. So. What is it about that kind of old-timey sound that you think particularly resonates now? Because certainly there, you see a lot of it in Tucson, but you know, nationally as well. I think that sort of Americana music is really very strong right now. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think it's a really good time to like hold on to what's good about this country, you know, the mm-hmm. culture, and you know, that's what I'm doing. I just like mm-hmm. you know, I've lived in other countries and I keep coming back here because mm-hmm. You know, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. And I don't know, there's something about it. But
in the hard times, you know, a lot of that music came out of hard times and you know, depressed times. So it's mm-hmm.
that
makes sense that, yeah. that's seeing a little bit of a resurgence. People are feeling that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have just been joined by your guest tomorrow night, Matt Miller from Flagstaff, and he's gonna talk with us for a couple minutes and share a track. Before we get into that, just wanted to get a sense. How long's the last set that you guys have? How much time should we save for that?
Oh, I think there's just one song. Yeah, or two.
Couple songs left?
Yeah, we got two left.
Okay, great. So maybe after Matt talks, or after Matt plays, we'll talk to Stuart Oliver and Desert Angels for a couple more minutes, and then they'll play one more set of music. Thanks again for tuning in to KXCI and Locals Only. I want to welcome Matt Miller to the microphone.
Good evening. So, good to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
No, I really appreciate you guys having me.
And I understand that you have been really hitting the pavement lately.
I have, yeah. Actually, I was on the road for 9 weeks, and I just spent a week in Flagstaff at home, kind of came in with one engine on fire and pretty much collapsed in a heap for a week. And then I got another week and a half of shows lined up here, including the one tomorrow with Mr. Stuart Oliver over at Plush.
Excellent. And you spent some time in Tucson in the past as well, right?
I have, yeah. Actually, I went to U of A for a year. I spent a very unfortunate year in the grad program in the math department there.
Oh. Well, hopefully you don't hold it against Tucson.
No, I love Tucson, man. Tucson's great. I don't have such kind things. Well, let's not go there. But,
all right.
Education is in my bag. Let's put it that way.
All right. You've spent a lot of time on the road, as we said, and you are... you know, managing to make a life as an independent musician out there. What do you think that this is? There's anything about this time in particular, about the age that we're living in now, that makes it easier or harder for
absolutely. There's so much technology and information mm-hmm. to help you. I mean, from home recording technology mm-hmm. to the internet making it possible to find places to play and to find radio stations and whatnot where you can right. promote your stuff, and just the whole bit. It's you don't have to mail out promo kits anymore.
Right.
And, you know, that's the $10 a shot there. That gets pretty pricey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, having been a music director at a radio station before, getting those big, bulky promo kits in the mail is, you know, it never really sold me on a band. So I'm glad to be in the age of email.
Yeah.
So you also, in addition to a great, rich baritone voice, you've got baritone guitar on your lap right now.
I do, yeah.
What drew you to that instrument?
It was kind of accidental, to tell you the truth. My voice actually got deeper once I started playing baritone guitar. But I had a friend who had an electric,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't like it, and he sold it to me. And then he happened to tell me about this acoustic one that he saw online somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, you know, and I was working a job as a tour guide that summer, was making a bunch of money. I mean, for me, you know, I mean, and I decided to treat myself to a guitar I bought over the internet, and it's great. I've loved it ever since.
Excellent. All right, so what are you going to play for us tonight?
Well, this is a track on the CD that I gave you guys earlier. It's called A Step in the Right Direction, and this is a product of a two-person songwriting competition I got into, where the other guy, when we agreed to have the songwriting competition, he was too drunk to remember we had done it.
Okay.
So we had gave each other 24 hours, and I showed up with my guitar at a gig at the coffee shop where he was going to be, and he looked at me, and I realized he had just remembered it then. But that's the song. And it's kind of sort of a stream of conscience, a little meditation upon all kinds of random things. But it's on that CD. I love to go out of my mind, but I can't remember where I hid the key. If I could only find it, I'd be the first one to make fun of me. It's easy to find Orion, but I can never find the Northern Star. Don't know as much as an ancient Mayan, but I'd love to see one of them drive my car. It's in the way, it's just the style of the day. I'd rather leave today than fake another smile. Home is where you hang your hat. Home is where you clean your gun. Home is where the heartache's at. I won't go home with just anyone. Last one in is a rotten egg, but the first one's gonna get scrambled for sure. Everybody gets burned sooner or later, and everyone's gotta spend time upon the shore. If you're gonna be alone, might as well go someplace warm. If you're gonna live in a drafty home, you might as well get out into the storm. It's in the way, it's just the style of the day. I'd rather lean today than fake another smile. Home is where you hang your hat. Home is where you clean your gun. Home is where the heartache's at. I won't share my home with anyone. Start today, you know it won't always taste so fine. It's a step in the right direction. It's a step in the right direction, yes it is. Like I've got a lot to defend. But if they never believe you, should you bother to make amends? Well, I'm sick and tired in this 2 cent store, closing up shop and I'm locking the door. It's just not worth it anymore. It wasn't even worth it before. It's in the way, it's just the style of the day. I'd rather leave today the fake another smile. It's a step in the right direction. Home is where you hang your hat. Home is where you clean your gun. Home is where the heartache's at. I won't make my home with just anyone. With just anyone. Was feeling bad. That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
They ain't got change and the meter's gone. The meter maid saw you now, here she comes. And you locked your keys inside with the engine on. So what do you say? What do you say? What do you
funny, there's more people listening than playing right now, so I get a little round of applause.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for joining us,
Matt. I really appreciate you giving me a chance, and thanks to Stuart for letting me hop up here and play a tune.
Yeah.
Squeeze a little time in there.
So if you want to catch more of Matt's music, you can see him tomorrow night, and also, is there a way they can find some of that online as well?
Oh, yeah. Go to mattmillerbaritone.bandcamp.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right, so, you know, one thing that Matt talked about there is something that's one of my favorite things about hosting the show, which is, you know, that phenomenon where everyone in the room is watching someone, and you feel like you're getting this private concert. Usually I'm the only one who's watching everyone. Everyone else is playing, but still, the chance to have great musicians like you guys in here every week is really a treat. So thanks again for coming down.
Thank you.
Enjoyed hearing about some of the other things that you're involved in as well. And I was wondering, Danielle, do you have anything that you're working on right now that you're hoping to promote?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of great projects. Usually, you know, I get to sing harmony with a mm-hmm. bunch of great people. And mm-hmm. so the Border Crossers, we've been doing a lot, mm-hmm. and that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, we got that record coming out pretty soon, hopefully.
Oh, cool. That's right.
In the spring, kind of looking at that, so
excellent.
Got some new stuff there.
We spent a lot of time in Wave Lab together with doing Dylan's record that's coming out.
So, oh wow.
Dylan Charles and the Border Crossers. What's this one called?
Dylan Charles and the Border Crossers so far.
I like the sound of that.
So were you just working with Craig on that, or was there anyone else helping you out with the recording?
Chris Schultz was uh-huh. yeah, doing a lot of the engineering for us and really helping us, and excellent. Yeah.
So where you go for the best.
Yeah.
And they are good.
Did you record your new album at Wave Lab, or is that a home recording?
No, I did mine at home. Yeah, but I rented a new apartment to do it.
Oh,
actually,
cool.
It's a very old apartment.
Ah,
but no, I kind of got into the, moved closer to the city, and, uh-huh. and just been, you know, living the life, I guess.
So, what are some of the weird quirks that you've discovered in the apartment that have affected the sound of the record? Any, you know, unusually high ceilings or strangely hollow floors, anything like that?
I'm a big believer, big proponent for the Tucson sound, which means it's the sound of any room in Tucson that you record in.
There you go.
Really. But, you know, the more Tucson-y, the better or whatever. So,
excellent.
I don't know. Yeah, it's rich.
Yeah. So. Well, wanna once more thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's been a lot of fun. If you have liked what you've heard, be sure to check it out tomorrow night at Plush, and also Matt Miller, the other artist we just heard. Stuart Oliver's got an upcoming album. Go to oldbisbeerecords.com
mm-hmm.
And you can find the details about all the other projects we've been talking about. Don't forget to stay tuned into KXEI here. We've got The Hub coming up at 10 o'clock, and you can also check out our live performance archives on the KXEI website, so this one will be up shortly. And also one quick plug that a little under a month from now is the Sonic Solstice, which will be December 19th. Lots of great artists coming in to perform. We'll be giving you more details about that coming up. Thanks for tuning into KXEI, and Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels are going to play us out.
Okay, I want to dedicate this one to all those good people who are occupying. This is kind of a modern folk song. This is called the Babylonian Love Song. It's kind of about some things that we're all looking at today. And I will not be ashamed of what I did under an assumed name. If the clock hits 5, I might drink just to stay alive. Sober up, and we're out the door. I blew up, what for? They set off up on the day. God, it made me feel so afraid. I wish we could save the kids that we're destined to outlive. Go to work and I'll pray that they won't choose today. I will not be led astray, though the mainstream may flow the strangest way. I wish I could save your pain. I might not have to come through again. And it starts in our homes, but in our hearts we're alone. And it starts in our homes, but in our hearts never alone. Okay, and now for a kind of a funny one.
If I can find that. You see that capo around here? Oh no.
Okay, this song's called Jesus Has a Soft Spot for Losers Like Me. We'll just do it in D. If Jesus was a diner, I'd eat out every night. We'd have fish and wine by the fluorescent light. Then we'd rev our trucks loudly in a chorus of praise. I'm loving the Lord so much better these days. Jesus is a playoff where my team always wins. Then he takes us out drinking, and it's never a sin. We'll raise our glass proudly in a spiritual daze. I'm loving the Lord so much better these days. I ain't much for praying, I ain't never been. I ain't the best Christian the Lord's ever seen. I don't own a Bible, and on Sundays I'm free. But Jesus has a soft spot for losers like me. He said he'd forgive me, and I hold him to that. Remember the time when I microwaved the cat? And do you recall when I was hard up so bad? Oh, I hustled that preacher for all that he had. But I know he'll forgive me the way I've behaved, 'cause I'm loving the Lord so much better these days. I ain't much for praying, I ain't never been. I ain't the best Christian my Lord's never seen. I don't own a Bible, and on Sundays I'm free. But Jesus has a soft spot for losers like me. Yeah, heaven is the best place that I've never been. Okay. I never microwaved a cat. You guys don't get calls on that one. Okay, this one's called Wave of Grace. I guess it's, you maybe get done early. That's okay, right?
That's totally fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
today trickles down on yesterday. Weren't you among the ones who were there? And the poison from life now past, transmuted by volcanic ash. The songs we sang we gave unto the air. But don't be sorry, don't take my life away from me. We're riding on a wave of grace as the ocean takes the world. But don't be sorry for what you know was meant to be. We're riding on a wave of grace as the ocean takes the world. We jumped ship a long way back. We took our souls and we hopped the tracks. Now it seems our tapestry has come undone. And the change we knew would come to pass has relieved our earthly burdens at last. And from the scattered we've now become one. But don't be sorry, life away from me. We're riding on a wave of grace as the ocean takes the world. But don't be sorry for what you know was meant to be. We're riding on a wave of grace as the ocean takes the world.